by all means, feed them, clothe them, put sandals on their charcoal broiled feet, help them pick their pineapples, facilitate the pressing of their mangoes, teach their children to read, and weave them wicker furniture. Yes, I am all for this, but do not take your so-called gospel to third world countries, because the people in these third world countries are better off worshiping eucalyptus leaves and eating beetle larvae than hearing of the false God who will love them only if they love him back, and of the false Christ whose death was worthless apart from human faith. Hi everyone, Martin Zender here, coming to you from my undisclosed location high atop the post office, across from the bank, down the road from the library. And no, I haven't gotten my grapes yet today at the grocery store, but I will do that after this show. I'd like to thank Jeannie for writing me. She asked this pregnant question. This question is about to have a baby. It's parturient. Before I get to the question, I got to quote Jeannie from the first paragraph of her letter. Well, I won't quote her. I'll paraphrase her. For her birthday, her last birthday, her father... Now, this is a caring father. This is a father who's concerned for the spiritual welfare of his daughter. This touches my heart deeply. Her father gave her a copy of the Concordant Literal New Testament, which is the most accurate translation in the world, and a copy of my book, Martin Zender Goes to Hell. God bless you, sir. Jeannie says that the revelation came when she realized that Jesus was speaking to the Jews. She said she hit her forehead even, slapped her forehead, said, duh, I'm quoting her there, duh, and everything started to make sense to her from that day forward. Thank God, I'm just a messenger. You know, they say don't shoot the messenger. Well, don't overthink the messenger either. You can thank him, but thank God, because he's bringing light and revelation to people today who are looking into the scriptures for themselves, not trusting everything their pastors say, and reading what their wise fathers give them. Thank you, Jeannie. She says, quote, so now that we know the truth, what is our purpose here on earth? Do you believe missionaries are wasting their time? Well, missionaries are totally wasting their time as evangelists. As I said, I'm all for them helping people in third world countries live better lives, but that help ends when you start telling them that unless you believe in Jesus today, you're going to go to hell for eternity. They're trading their eucalyptus tree, which is a benign thing. They're worshiping the eucalyptus tree or the sun. Whatever they're worshiping is fairly benign, unless you spend too much time in the sun or look directly at it, then it's not. But they're better off doing that than hearing of the God of conditional love, the God of Christendom, who will torment you, do worse to you than the sun has ever done to anyone. Well, they're better off not hearing that. So as evangelists, they're failures and is a total waste of time. So I'm all, like I say, build them thatched huts, teach them how to fish, but stay with what you know, and you don't know the evangel. What's one of the qualifications for being an evangelist? This should be an easy question to answer. The first thing you should have lined up is to know the evangel. But these people don't know the evangel. If you're thinking of traveling to Africa or Asia to teach the evangel, I have a strong recommendation to you. Find out what it is. I'm going to take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. Here's the evangel. You ready? You may have never heard this before. 2 Corinthians 5:18, yet all is of God, who conciliates us to himself through Christ and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation. How that God was in Christ conciliating the world to himself, not reckoning their offenses to them, and placing in us the word of the conciliation. This word conciliation is pretty big in this verse. It means that God is now on friendly terms with the world. He's not reckoning offenses to you. And he used Christ. Christ was the agent by which God conciliated himself to the world. This is the opposite message going forth today from Christianity and these missionaries. In fact, you want to hear how opposite it is? According to Paul here, writing to the Corinthians, Paul's giving, God's giving us the dispensation of the conciliation, how that God was in Christ conciliating the world to himself. They say that God was in Christ drawing a line in the sand. Christ becomes the line in the sand. If you believe in him, you're going to be all right. If you don't believe in him, you're going to go to hell for eternity. I've seen that in church signs. On church signs these days, Christ is this fork in the road, and he's a challenge. No, Christ is the means by which God is now at friendship with the world. So different than a God who's just waiting to see what you're going to decide before he demolishes you. And then, not reckoning their offenses to them. God is no longer reckoning the offenses of the world. This is what you go tell the guy with the bone in his nose. God is at friendship with you. No matter what you do, he's now on friendly terms with you because of the work of Jesus Christ. Now, you want that heathen to believe that so that he'll come into a realization of it and it'll have a practical effect in his life. Somebody who has $1 million deposited in their bank account, they're rich. They don't know it unless you tell them. I tell this guy, you're rich, man. You're now, God is at friends with you, and he's not reckoning your sins to you. This is far, far, far away from the, quote, gospel. The missionaries are taking them. This is where they taken to them today. This is where they start you. You're a sinner, bone nose. You are a sinner, sir. And you better believe in Jesus now, or you're going to go to hell. That is not the gospel. That's a challenge to the human to work up the faith. I say, sir, you go back to your eucalyptus leaf, because you're going to have better luck over there. This is horrible. You're making these people's lives worse than they were before. They were at peace worshiping the sun, worshiping the eucalyptus leaf. If you're going to go thousands of miles to a foreign country, drag your poor kids over there, make them eat rice 7 days a week, make them sleep with cockroaches, then you better make sure you're taking them the truth. I got to tell you this. I saw a van one time at a Christian Missionary and Alliance Church. These people think they've arrived because today, if you're a missionary, it's the greatest thing you could possibly do for God. It's the ultimate call, the ultimate self-sacrificing thing to take your kids to live in a hammock and eat rice. I feel sorry for these kids. I really do. But anyway, there was a van parked at this church, and it said, the Vanguard. We are the, I don't know if it had to do with the fact that it was a van. You think it did? Yeah, probably. We're on the vanguard of truth. Something like that. I just thought, oh, how audacious to think that you're widening the scope of Christ. No, actually, you're just spreading the apostasy to new shores. You're taking the falsehood and spreading it abroad, just like the Pharisees did. Jesus said, you Pharisees go far and wide trying to make disciples, and you end up making them twice the sons of Gehenna as you are. Vanguard? I looked it up in the dictionary. It's the front part of the army. You know who's the front part of the army today? You're never going to believe it. I'm going to tell you, though. Be here tomorrow. I'm Martin Zender. Believe in God no matter what the clergy tell you. See you tomorrow.